at the orphanage, they all had a bag of marbles, and they played for keeps, mm-hmm. and they played rough.
Mm-hmm. How about with Jax?
I haven't seen Jax in years and years.
Did you play Jax?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Then could you name some parties, just general names for parties? These could be children's parties or adults' parties.
Of course, most of the parties in my time were for birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes on the 4th of July or special days, mm-hmm. parents would have parties, hot dog parties, ice cream parties.
Oh, yeah.
Ice cream socials, they used to call them.
How about adult parties that you would go to now?
We don't go to too many parties. People have a great many oyster roasts around
mm-hmm.
Savannah,
mm-hmm.
and cookouts, and hamburger mm-hmm. fries, and things
okay.
of that nature.
What are some types of recorded music that you like to listen to?
I played music when I was young.
Oh.
I started taking music when I was about 12.
What did you play?
I took piano,
mm-hmm.
and then I switched to trumpet
mm-hmm.
when I was about 13, played in the high school orchestra,
mm-hmm.
and I played in the drummer bugle corps, was bugle master. Then by the time I was 16 or 17, I had my own little dance band
mm.
and played for many years.
Oh.
So I had lots of fun and made a little money
sure.
playing music. I really liked the good big band music.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The rock and roll that my granddaughters loved to listen on the radio just drives me up a wall. But I have to put up with it.
Yeah. Are there any other types that you like?
I just like real good music, symphonic music,
mm-hmm.
Big bands.
Mm-hmm.
I like good piano music.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And some country music.
Okay. Well, the questions that I've been asking you are the ones that relate specifically to the cities, and this is the general part of the questionnaire that's for general knowledge and country terms. A lot of it you will know and some of it you won't. If you met someone during the early part of the day, what would you say as a greeting?
Good morning.
All right, and what if it were the part of the day just after lunch? That would be?
Good afternoon.
And then what about the part of the day when it's still light but after supper?
Good evening.
When does evening begin, approximately?
As the sun starts to go down, all time to have dinner.
Okay. What would you say when you leave people?
Generally, goodbye.
Would you ever say good day?
I've heard that said. Today you have a great many people who use the term have a good day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's becoming very popular.
But not just good day?
No, I don't hear much of that.
Okay. And what would you say when parting from someone at night?
Either good evening or good night. Probably good night is...
Would you ever say good night when you were meeting someone?
No.
Okay.
No.
I don't think anyone ever does. Okay, if you had to get up and start work just as the sun comes into sight, you would say we have to start work before?
Before sun up.
Mm-hmm. And if the sun
before
was...
before daylight.
All right, if the sun was just going out of sight, you say we stop work at?
Sunset.
Mm-hmm. And what... you would say that at 6 o'clock this morning, the sun did what?
Sun rose.
And you would say when we got out, the sun had already...
set.
Well, no, this is still in the morning.
Oh, well, excuse me.
Had already.
The sun is up or the sun has risen.
Okay, and the sun, at 6 o'clock tomorrow, the sun will?
Set.
No, this is still in the morning.
Oh, still in the morning.
Uh-huh, the
sun
will
rise.
Okay, now you will notice that we keep throwing in these verbs from time to time, and you just need to get the three parts of the verbs. So if you can put up with that and get over it as easily as possible. Let's see, if today is Saturday, then Friday was?
Yesterday.
And Sunday will be?
Tomorrow.
Okay, if he came Sunday, not this last Sunday, but the Sunday previous to that, you would say he came when?
Sunday a week.
Mm-hmm. And if he's coming not this next Sunday, but the Sunday following that, he's coming?